Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Oh, people at home!
Let me talk to you!
Get the guns, the drugs from my generation. And it's a sin. The guns, the fake, the fraud, the messing with me. Come on.
Are you ready?
Let's get it out.
Move to the music.
Rollins!
We want the smoke!
Woo!
Freak out!
Yeah!
New day!
Hey, yo!
You just made the list!
Well, enough is enough! And it's time for a change!
If I can be serious for a minute, for the love of God, stay away from the pit of dogs!
Move to the music, play like music, move it to the music, yeah!
Cheers!
Acknowledge me.
Cheers, please!
Gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney, and I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States
of Dare Americas. And I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. It doth be the DPP.
You know, it wouldn't be a DWI podcast if we didn't mention some Legos. So I just noticed, shout out to old Aesop Mitchell there that a Golden Girls Lego set is on the horizon. Just needs some
what
more votes.
What is it going to be?
It looks like it's going to be the kitchen, you know, like the Seinfeld set or something, or whatever, or the Friends. It's going to be the kitchen with all four of them in there.
That is so stupid.
I want to know how many there's. It's got over 10,000 votes.
Oh my gosh.
Bring it on. It's past round
right,
one.
Well, yeah, sure. Whatever. Yeah. Where are the racing sausages? Are they moving forward or no?
I didn't check where they were.
No.
They're not currently not yet. They're not they were in this last round.
Well, I want to say DP, thank you for being a friend. AJ Velaz out on assignment this week. You're listening to the 497th edition of the podcast known as DWI. What the hell, DP? Let's let them know what's happening this week on the shoe.
Well,
we're waiting.
Well, it's the big show.
This was some kind of main event sheet.
We will preview the 41st Saturday night's main event happening this Saturday, tomorrow, from Utah. Four matches announced so far. We're going to go over the women's tag match from Monday Night Raw. And a last call, we'll just talk a little Halloween, because it is Halloween as you listen today. So happy Halloween. Don't be a Halloweeny. Follow DP at It's Me DPP. Follow me at PC Tunney. Make sure you're checking out ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Plenty of great t-shirt designs. Spend a couple extra bucks. You can get it in soft style. Feels great on you. Make you a hit wherever you go. Makes a great gift as well. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. But right now, DWI 497. Don't drink and drive. Drink and podcast. We'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. Okay, I got that out of my system.
I was going to say, here's another one, though. It's not, I don't know how many votes it's got, but there's a Three's Company one out there, too, now.
Ooh, come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his.
Three's company.
Three's company too. Doo 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 doo. What else you got for me?
What else is out there? Ooh, Frasier. Frasier's out there too.
Oh, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. All right. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, well, maybe. But I got you pegged. All right. Because I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. I love Frasier. I've seen every episode of Frasier multiple times. One of the coolest things to me about Frasier is the landscape that they do behind Frasier at the end, and then it has a different thing behind it. Like sometimes there's fireworks, and sometimes there's an elevator on the Space Needle, and it's different every time.
And they do the drawing thing. I like that. Yeah.
All right, I'm 3 for 3. What else you got?
It's all on the list. Elf. There you go. Elf. Good luck.
I don't remember the Elf I don't think... theme song. I know he was from Melmac.
That's Elf.
I know he was from the planet Melmac. He knew exactly how long he was going to live, and he liked to feast on cats.
And his real name was?
Alien Life Form.
Oh. Gordon Shumway.
Gordon Shumway?
Yeah. That was Elf's name. It was Gordon Shumway.
A plane.
It's the alias I like to use when I go out and anybody like ask for stuff.
Go.
I'm like, Gordon Shumway, because nobody remembers that.
Mm-hmm. No. If you used Alf, it probably wouldn't work as well.
Probably not.
No.
Might get some weird looks. It might work on a dinner reservation. I don't know. Why not?
All right, let's get into it. This is the 41st Saturday night's main event. Taking place at the Delta Center, Salt Lake City, Utah. AJ is not going to be able to make it to this one. He let us know ahead of time. We got 4 matches scheduled right now. Let's start with the Intercontinental Championship. We had a no contest finish between Penta and Rusev. So this is going to be a triple threat. This is a perfect opportunity to get this belt off of Dominic where he doesn't have to lose.
Exactly what I was thinking too. I'm like, is this the right time to maybe move it over to Penta and get it off of Dom, especially if he's going to be involved more in the AAA side of things and do some more of that too? Like,
I could see them giving it to Rusev though too, and have Rusev end up losing to Sheamus.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe John beats Sheamus for it.
Maybe. I mean, Rusev is one good opponent for John Cena as well down here in his final matches as
true.
Well. And they had a hell of a feud before ending at a WrestleMania. So
yeah, we've got November. I know all these dates. Let me just make sure I've got them right here. November 10th and 17th Raw. John Cena will be advertised for both 10th and 17th Raws, Survivor Series. And then, his last match in December. Yeah.
I think you could get a Rusev match in there, for the IC title too. Cena's never won the IC title, right? That's the one he's missing
too.
That would complete the
Grand Slam. Well, maybe Cena beats Rusev on Raw on the 10th and then loses to Sheamus on the 17th.
Right. And hit them both. They get them both done in a month.
Yeah. And then whatever happens, someone comes out and causes John to lose to Sheamus, and that's who he places at Survivor Series. And then I don't know. This was always the part that we were looking forward to with this whole thing, though, was like, how is the end going to come down to,
Right. I would love to see it some way, shape, or form that happening, because I think that would be kind of cool. And gets the Grand Slam, and Sheamus gets the Grand Slam, and then whoever, he goes off against whoever.
Have Dom beat him for it back in the last match.
Ah. Go.
So then, never mind. I want Rusev to beat Penta. I want Rusev to lose to Sheamus. Sheamus to lose to Cena. Cena to lose it back to Dom.
There you go.
Because if you do the Cena thing to Sheamus, then you can't have the Dom thing for the IC title, which I think would be great. You know,
I think Dom getting a W over Cena in his last match is a pretty nice way to go. I think that's a good nod for Dom. Because he's just been killing it. And I think that'd be a great way to elevate Mysterio into the next level.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, does he lose is the question, though. Does he lose it? Because if I had to pick, I don't think he does.
If I had to pick, I don't think he does either. I think there's, I'd imagine the El Grande Americano and company maybe get involved in this match too, because that's been the big story and going on. So I'd imagine there's something going on with them and causes Rusev to lose and Dom picks up the sneaky win.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Trying to see how long Dom's been champ for. Well, either way. Any chance Jericho is one of his opponents? That'd be cool if that was his Survivor Series opponent, because there's no really thing you can plan for Survivor Series. You know what I mean? Like, it was just this mystery thing. I don't know.
Yeah, there's nothing really. I mean, I think our initial idea was, him getting in a War Games match.
War Games,
but I have
but
no
that
idea.
Doesn't make much sense now.
Yeah, I have no idea how that's going to shape out at this point. And Dom won it at WrestleMania, so he's had it since April.
So he's had it a while.
Remember that was April. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool to see him do some kind of open challenge for Thanksgiving or something for the Thanksgiving for Survivor Series. And I don't know.
2 days after.
It's hard to figure out who these matches are going to be at this point.
Yeah. Well, that's also a good thing, though. A little bit of surprise there. Let's keep it rolling here. 4 title matches. Let's talk about that women's WWE Championship. Tiffany Stratton in a rematch against Jade Cargill from SummerSlam, right? But yeah. Now Jade has turned into a bad guy. I mean, it really feels like rude to throw Jade out there and not have her win it again, right? Tiffany is going on 300 days as champ as well.
That's pretty crazy that she's had it for that long. It seems, it seems like it's kind of overdue for Jade to turn heel. I thought we're going to get that a little earlier, because it seems at this point with her skills.
But a lot
I
think a lot of the plans they had for her, though, like, fell apart when Bianca's been hurt for a while. Naomi's out now, so they kind of just had to regroup a little bit. I mean, I think she wins it. If I had to pick, I would say she's going to beat her on Saturday.
I would agree as well. I think probably makes a lot of sense for her to win it. I kind of assume they would pull the trigger at SummerSlam, and especially the way things were going with the storylines, like, it made sense to do it there. But now with, like I said, with injuries and stuff, they kind of changed courses with a lot of things, so it made it a lot tougher. Well, injuries and a pregnancy, I guess. It changed a few things, so I think her going heel is definitely a better way to go for her too, because I think it kind of can protect you a little bit, especially if you're if your skills aren't where they should be. I'm not looking forward to the match, because the SummerSlam match wasn't great. But I do think Jade wins this. I think it makes a lot of sense for her to win it. And the timing of it as well, where we're in kind of a place where she can hold it for a few months. And if things aren't going great, Royal Rumble's right around the corner and WrestleMania season. So you can give it to somebody else for that stretch, unless they think Bianca maybe is coming back and they got Jade Cargill versus Bianca for WrestleMania or something here coming up. So I could see that happening.
You brought up how it's easier to work as a heel, not just like promo wise and how you carry yourself and things of that nature. There's so much more margin for error. She can work differently in the ring now too. She's going to look better just because she's a heel, where she can do things that she wasn't allowed to do before as a face. So I'm looking forward to it. I want to see the change in her in the ring. Right? Because we've seen the change now with the personality. Now let's see how that translates to her hopefully having a better match and see what she can do if she gets a title run here. I definitely think it's time, though. I think we both agree on that. If not, when? I don't know what they,
You brought her in for a reason. I mean, and she has the look and everything. And at some point, you got to give her the opportunity there. And if you don't think it's there, then I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where you go from there at that point. Then, like,
right?
Yeah.
Well, let's get into the two men's championship matches. We'll start with Cody Rhodes versus Drew McIntyre for the Undisputed WWE Championship. I mean, a lot of people will think that it's time to take the belt off of Cody, but I don't know. I wouldn't bet on it. I'd love to see it. I think you could flip it back and forth before WrestleMania, so you still have Cody with that belt at Mania, but you could easily have Drew win it here and have them go back and forth till Royal Rumble and have them, you know, Cody get it back at the Rumble. You don't think neither of those guys is probably going to win the Royal Rumble, so that's not a bad title match to have again in a rematch with Cody trying to get the belt back. The winner goes to WrestleMania pretty much. I don't know. I wouldn't bet on it, though, like we talked about Dom. I think it's more likely Dom loses his title than Cody, but I don't think either of them do.
Yeah, I really be rooting for Drew McIntyre to win it, to be honest with you, because I think he deserves another run with the title and everything. I think he's just fantastic and really does.
It doesn't take away from Cody at all, because no. Drew is a fucking monster and he's great, and they'll have great matches and they'll have great promos back and forth, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't hurt Cody.
No, and if you want to have an extended feud for a little bit, I mean, this is a great one to have, because they haven't really found any that they've stretched longer than a month, longer than here's a bit of a story, let's have a match, and then it's over, because there hasn't been any, I don't know, connection or reason to want to see more of it, you know? And like,
well,
so
the main
this is
players
a great opportunity
who, like,
to do that.
Yeah, the problem with it too is like the whole Seth thing and like the cross brands and everybody's this, that, and the other, and now that is all out the window. So they're basically like rewriting the script here after all these injuries, right? We talked about the women's side. Now it's big because Seth is gone and he was the big part of what was going on as well. So like you said, what do we do for War Games? They just dropped that promo for WrestleMania 42 where you had Punk and Roman and Cody and Brock at the table, and Heyman and Triple H were standing there. I had talked about Heyman's Hell being an excellent finishing match for WrestleMania 42. The four guys that he has managed, but Seth's out now. So insert Cody. Great. You know, that could be a hell of a fatal four-way. And maybe both titles are on the line. Maybe the first winner gets one belt and they're done, and the last three guys fight for the other belt. I don't know. They probably don't do kind of stuff like that anymore, but
I'd love that idea.
I just what's that?
Said I would love that idea.
Didn't they do that with like Angle, Jericho, Benoit, and Christian, where they had the European and the IC on, and the first one was one and the second one was the other one or something like that?
Yep. Yeah, it was because Kurt had them both, and it was Kurt, Benoit, and Jericho, I think. And then, yeah, them, the other two got the two pinfalls.
Each won
so
one.
Kurt didn't
yeah.
win a single one, didn't get a single one. But yeah, like one fall was
didn't
for
they
the...
pin each other once? Didn't they each pin each other?
Oh, man. I don't remember that well.
That'd be more apropos, wouldn't it? Like he goes in with two belts, never gets pinned, and doesn't have either of
yeah,
them. And both these guys lost to each other. Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, it's probably what happened. I can't remember, but I bet you that's what's happened.
Yeah.
But I like, I mean,
well,
the idea.
Like, here's my thing, though. Like, if you don't. If you have Cody just beat Drew and move on, who does he move on to now?
That's the problem, right? I mean, you don't have as much out there right now that you can go to, especially to stretch it out till WrestleMania season. Like, there's a few months here where we got to fill in some time. I mean, sure, you could wrestle Drew McIntyre again, but
like, SmackDown's going to be all about like setting up before Saturday Night Main Event. So Saturday Night Main Event, next week Raw, and next week SmackDown have to have like a gigantic reveal and storyline, like moving it forward, something that moves it forward. Because we're 3 weeks away after that from Survivor Series. Like mm-hmm. you can't tell me like 2 weeks before Survivor Series, you're going to tell me how we get to this epic match we're supposed to have, War Games, which has had such great storytelling the last few years with the teams that they've had against each other. And right now,
we got nothing. We got nobody. We really got no joining forces anywhere at this point.
No,
everything is in disarray. That's crazy.
Well, let's move on to the other match. Oh, go ahead. You got more on that or no?
Yeah, just for my pick, I guess, is that as much as I want Drew to win, I think it'd be cool to go back and forth with the title maybe. But I don't see Cody Rhodes not having this title at WrestleMania as well. So, I mean, I don't think they're going to take it off him at this point. And like, you know, you mentioned the promo for WrestleMania, and that's the big reason I think they're not going to take it off him at this point is they've already set that kind of up to go like, well, you know, those are the big four guys and they're going to be involved in the main event in some shape or form is what I would take away from that. So one way or another, I don't think Cody Rhodes is dropping that title then at that point.
So does that mean that Jey Uso is beating CM Punk for the vacant world championship? Because otherwise you got two guys. Otherwise we have the double title thing. Does Punk hold it all the way through? Let's just stick with tomorrow night. This has to be the main event, right? I would think Cody and Drew would open the show and then this would close it just because it's vacant. I think Punk wins. I don't see why he wouldn't. I don't know what they're doing with Jay right now, unless they want a heel champion, but where does that go? I mean, I guess like it would make more sense for Punk to win and then have to deal with Braun and Bronson, right? Like have Breaker beat him at like Royal Rumble or something and carry that title into WrestleMania. I don't know. Is there a no finish? If this match is in any other spot but the last spot, there will be a finish. You're not going to have this match first, second, or third and have a non-finish. Like, if you're going to have a non-finish, you have this close the show, right?
Absolutely, you do. I mean, if you're going to open the show with it, you got to have a winner. You can close the show with having chaos and no winner, possibly, if you wanted to. Because that leaves questions open, but you're not going to do that unless it's the last match. I mean, that would make no sense. I like the idea of the next time CM Punk wins the title, it's at the main event of WrestleMania. I was all on board with CM Punk winning this match at the beginning of this, but as I thought about it a little further, I think he's probably going to win, like if I had to put odds on it, but what I would think would be cool, and what they're doing with Jey Uso is it seems like they're making him more of a heel and possibly turning heel. I'm interested to see if they're actually going to pull the trigger on it because he's so over with the crowd. But I think a heel Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso for a little bit here, maybe at Royal Rumble, could be a great match. Heading into WrestleMania, and you get maybe Roman Reigns gets involved in that instead of the what they're showing at, you know, the WrestleMania promo thing, you know, Jay versus Jay, Jimmy, Roman, their OG bloodline in some kind of feud going into WrestleMania would be pretty cool. And CM Punk, you know, maybe winning the Royal Rumble and getting, you know, in that grouping, Brock Lesnar, Punk, Cody Rhodes, and Punk winning, you know, the WWE title. I could see that happening a lot more because I think SmackDown needs needs a guy like CM Punk or needs something because they're, I don't know, it just doesn't seem like, you know, we were just talking about who else is Cody Rhodes' face, you know?
Well, and that's the thing, like, you have Cody lose this belt to Drew and then win it back at Royal Rumble. You're kind of laying a groundwork to prevent the crowd from turning and getting tired of Cody's the same old fucking good guy. You know what I mean? Like, right. Or maybe you turn Cody heel. I don't know. Cody heel could be really good. We've talked about that before too. But where does that happen? What causes that to happen? It's not Drew McIntyre. It'd be more of like a CM Punk kind of thing.
Yeah. It feels like it'd be a Punk or, you know, Rollins coming back or something, you know, type of thing. Maybe next year at some point. That's why I think I like Jey Uso going heel and winning that title. Cause like you said, I think Bron Breakker and Bronson are going to get involved in this match. I mean, it's guaranteed, right? We're going to get those two. We're probably going to get Jimmy and Roman there as well, getting involved on the other side. So there's going to be a lot of interference. And you could still have Punk feud with them. I don't know if they're ready to give Breaker the title yet. I'm sure it's shortly down the road somewhere. You know, I'm guessing he's going to win Money in the Bank and actually get it that way, but
there's the deep end, starts swimming.
But, you know, Heat Punk can feud with them two up to Royal Rumble or whatever, or, you know, maybe he gets screwed by them out of the Rumble, and yeah, he could do that for a bit on the way to WrestleMania until Punk gets in that and can get away from them two there. So he could still have that feud going for a bit because it's already kind of built in without the title. And yeah, just Jay winning it right now to me makes more sense. Like, I think there's more storylines that you can build around that, and you can move Punk into, I think moving him into getting the match with Cody or something for the WWE title going to WrestleMania, to me, makes more sense than what else he could do for him somewhere in, you know, with anybody else at WrestleMania. Like, I guess I'm thinking far ahead, but.
Well, I mean, it's all going to start tomorrow, honestly. Like, this is going to start making our way to Survivor Series, which gets us to Rumble, and then we're on, you know, then it's go time.
Yeah.
It's been a great summer. It really has, you know. It's been these, like, 3-4 years of no letdown. Like, the train has just continued to go. I mean, in those 4-ish, maybe 5 years even, there's been one not-so-great pay-per-view and one average pay-per-view. The rest of them have been above average, in my opinion. And the shows have been, too. I've been enjoying Raw and SmackDown. Maybe a little more a couple years ago, but I'm still enjoying it now. So
yeah.
I think they're doing a great job. I can't wait to see. There's something's going to happen tomorrow that's going to move some story forward that's very important.
Yeah, and I like that. They've been packing a lot in as well, too, especially in the Raw being a little shorter as well, which is, I think, been kind of nice. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, summer's been really great and everything. Like, we always talk about the times when, like, you can give somebody a title and go, hey, take a shot with it, you know, because we're in this transition period in between the big events. Like, this is another good spot right now where you can do that if they want to give, you know, if they didn't feel like Jay had a good run with it initially because they changed it immediately, give it to him again now, you know.
Yeah.
Got a month or two before the Rumble. It's a good spot to try something if they wanted to. Maybe that's why Jay Cargill wants the title too.
Yeah, right. One other wrestling thing I want to talk about before we get the last call and just kind of shoot the shit about Halloween. Great women's tag match on Monday. DP, I know you didn't see it, but I know you know what happened. Lyra and Bayley challenged Alexa and Charlotte. The match was excellent. Very good women's tag match. Just very good tag match. And then the Kabuki Warriors come out at the end and start shit with Alexa and Charlotte, and it's on. This is a match we wanted to see. Like, this should be a huge match at Survivor Series. The Kabuki Warriors versus Charlotte and Alexa. Like, that's the women's tag team match of the entire world right now.
Do you think it's possible they put that on Saturday night's main event? One day away?
Put it on tomorrow?
Yeah, I imagine there might be a fifth match added to this thing, so.
Maybe.
Do they add it there? I mean, it's possible, you know, for Survivor Series, like, okay, I'm stretching here. I'm trying to get to a War Games match, right? That they have that match happen maybe at Survivor Series. It gets interrupted to a no contest because of interference by whoever. You got four on one side, at least, with Charlotte, Alexa, Bayley,
well,
Lyra.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what happened is,
I don't know.
The Kabuki Warriors attacked everybody but Bayley.
Yeah, that was interesting.
They didn't attack Bayley. So I'm like, oh, damage control. Oh, what if Io turns back and they have damage control against Lyra? Lyra joins Charlotte and Alexa. I don't know who else you could throw on there with that, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. The war games are tough, man. They've been so predictable in a good way. Like, it hasn't been like, oh yeah, you know what's coming. No, it's been like, this is what we want and we're getting it, right? For the last 2 years, especially.
We don't have that this year. I thought it was interesting seeing Charlotte and Bayley, because we haven't seen them two, you know, part of the Four Horsewomen involved in anything together for a while. Mm-hmm. So that was, you know, there was a lot of interesting things that happened in that tag match at the end. Like, and yeah, you could totally go whatever way with it if you wanted to, the way they set it up. And that's what's kind of great, you know, is there's history in storylines between all of them, and they could move in whatever direction they wanted to and make it interesting.
I mean, for me, a WrestleMania match should be Charlotte and Alexa.
Yeah.
They should break up at some point next year and feud, whether it's for a title or not. They wouldn't even need a title if they decided to have this huge blood feud after holding tag titles, maybe even a couple times, right? They could lose and win it back again and lose again. Yeah.
True.
I just, he said it, when they grab the titles, we're like, let's have them go for a while. Let's have them make some teams. Let's have some teams stay some teams. You know, we don't have as many as we really want, but like, if you keep Lyra and Bayley together, that'd be cool. I don't know that happens, because it just doesn't seem like they're interested in keeping long-term tag teams on the women's side, which is unfortunate, because your best tag team is the Kabuki Warriors, because they have the most history together, you know?
That's how you got to build. You want to build a tag team division, you got to build tag teams. They don't do it. One of the ways it starts is with the team holding the belts for a while. We've been saying that for how long? Like, just give at least some kind of long-term run with the belts with a team and help make some teams get over. But you got to keep teams together. And they really don't have women's tag teams. Like, you know, it's just people that are put together for a while.
Hey, you're going to be together for 6 months. Yeah. You know? You're going to be together for 4 months.
Yeah. Don't give me that. Bring up a tag team. Start them that way and keep them that way for a while. And like, you know, then when they do the breakup, then it's meaningful. You know, it means something, right? You know?
Couldn't agree more. All right, folks, DWI 497. Don't forget prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Head on over there. You know, thechairshot.com has got you covered on all the coverage, WWE, NXT, New Japan, that thing called AEW, TNA. We got you covered, thechairshot.com. Always use your head. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have some spooky talk.
Now a word from my god, our sponsor.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
My last call for alcohol.
What do you mean it's last call?
Oh, what do you mean? What do I mean? It's Halloween. That's what I mean.
Well done.
Was trick-or-treating by you last weekend?
Yeah, we did two. They did one on Saturday night and then Sunday, like evening. Like, we did just one around the neighborhood type of thing that they did Saturday for a couple hours.
If I'm like between 7 and 12, and Halloween's on a fucking Friday, I'm like, why can't I go trick-or-treating? Like, it's going to be dark at 5:30. Why can't we go trick-or-treating from 5:30 to 7? Like, it's dark out. It's early, and it's like not even evening yet. You know, it's not that cold here where we are, Southeast Wisconsin, yet. It's about 55 out right now. It'll probably be down to 40 tonight. But you got a costume on. Like, I never got to go trick-or-treating at night. Did you?
No, ours was always like 2 o'clock on Sunday or something like that. It was like,
yeah,
it was early.
Yeah. Yeah. John and I would, we would just walk for miles. We would just keep going to houses until we couldn't walk anymore. We had so much fucking, we'd have like 3 pillowcases worth of candy each. It was insane. Oh, it was so much fun. And I think John and I went trick or treating when we were 15.
There was a few John people like, out there that was like,
I'm like, we're going trick-or-treating, right? He's like, we're 15. I go, I can't drive yet. Put a mask on. They'll just think we're tall. He's like, all right. I don't think we hit like, you know, the 250 houses we would when we were like 12, but yeah, we still needed some candy.
Yeah. Circle a block, free candy. Why not? There was a few out there this last weekend that was kind of like, yeah, you're probably a little too old for this now, but you know, whatever.
You know what? If you're older though, and you go with a group of younger kids, it's acceptable then, because you're the older kid who's taking the younger kids, so the parents don't have to worry about them or go.
Right. Right. Most of them, well, I don't know, Sunday, but Saturday night, most of the adults were carrying around beers with them, you know, sure, and everything. So, yeah, you
know, adult-a-ween.
Take care of that. We did this year, on Saturday, we gave the slightly older kids.
What'd you hand out?
We gave them the option of candy or a potato. A lot of them chose the potato and were very happy about it.
Just a potato.
Just a potato. I don't know what's happening.
Is that something that's going on right now that you guys knew about? Or
I'd have to ask the Dillinator. I don't know where the idea came from, but apparently that's a thing. And most of them were like, I got a potato. I'm like, okay.
It must be something with the kids then. I thought you were going to tell me that you guys had like put like either like one of the potatoes had a $20 bill in it or something like that. You know, like, hey, you could take a chance. Like, yeah, like if right? you got eggs or like you like the Easter eggs, you know, like, okay, you can have too many candy bars or I have 100 Easter eggs here and three of them have a $20 bill in it. But if right? you take it and get nothing, you don't get candy.
Right. You know? Let's make a deal.
Yeah. There you go. Well, Monty yeah. Hall. You could dress up as Monty Hall or Wayne Brady.
Right.
Wayne Brady gonna have to slap a bitch, choke a bitch, whatever. I don't remember. So what kind of candy did you hand out?
So for the candy, the non-potato.
Wait, actually, choice. what kind of potato was it?
Just a red potato.
Oh, red potato.
So. Just red potato.
Not a big russet. Not a big russet. No. Idaho potato.
No. I was gonna I was nervous. Like I'm like she's like a lot of people want the potato. I said yeah when it gets chucked at our house we're gonna feel really bad because I was like that's not like a you know, throwing an egg but
although yeah don't hand out real eggs.
We had all the good. I mean we had the good candy. I'll say quote unquote went to Costco and got the big bags that have the Snickers, Kit Kats, M&Ms, Butterfingers, Almond Joys, Reese's Cups. There was another one that had the gold, what is it? Gummy bears and Skittles and
Haribo.
Yeah. And all those.
I was just going to say, okay. So besides gummy worms or bears and, Skittles or Starburst, is there another non candy bar candy that you enjoyed getting for Halloween? Cause I was always like, if I didn't get like a chocolate candy bar, I was like, I don't fucking like any of this other shit. And then it was like Skittles or Starburst. I'm like, fine. You know, yeah,
I wasn't a fan. Like I was fine with like Skittles, but that wasn't like, I didn't really, I wanted a non like chocolate candy. I liked the, sweet tarts. I like those. Okay. Those are kind of my other go-to if they weren't or nerds. See, I like the little
we should have known each other. We should have known each other earlier because you could have had all that shit and I could have had all your chocolate, you know.
Yeah, could have swapped it around. Reese's Cups and Snickers, I'll stick with. Those are good, but.
I can't go wrong there. Kit Kat and Twix are a couple of my favorites as well. You know, so at where I work, we have like in the cafeteria, we have a freezer just for ice cream bars.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there's like freezies and like little ooh, like kind of like fruit kind of cup ice cream bars. And there's like actual ice cream bars in there, like drumsticks and shit. But the favorite thing that's in there, since we're talking about candy bars, is if you've never had it before, folks, go to the grocery store and just buy a whatever they come in pack of ice cream Snickers.
Yep.
It's fucking ridiculously amazing. In fact, I got to tell you, it's Thursday as we record. I've had one every morning this week.
Fantastic. Well, you know, it's been cold every morning, so you know, nothing like an ice cream Snickers.
I have like my first hour at work is like, I always call it my easiest hour of the day. Not because it's easy, just because like I have such a routine and the rest of the day is kind of like handle it as it comes at me. So I get through that first hour and I'm like, time for a Snickers.
Got to re-energize.
I put out on social media the other night, it's a great time. this week, especially to start going back. And if you're a big sitcom guy, Googling it up and finding out like where the holiday episodes are from what seasons, because all your favorite sitcoms are on streaming now. Everybody's got all the streaming services, right? So I was like, oh, let's check it out, you know. And this was kind of inspired by, I had the Big Bang Theory on in the background, and it wasn't even a Halloween episode. It was actually a New Year's Eve episode where they dressed up as the Justice League of America when Penny was dating Zach and he was the perfect Superman. We finally got a Superman and we had a Wonder Woman. And I was like, oh, this is a good thing. So last night I did my first start, and I watched the two Slutty Pumpkin episodes from How I Met Your Mother.
Nice.
So nice. Obviously you can do The Simpsons, and I did that one entire October. I watched Halloween Horror every day for 31 days straight. But any series that comes to mind when I bring that up you'd like to go back and watch? Because now you can move forward into the Thanksgiving episodes this next month, and then you got the holiday episodes the following month with the New Year's Eve episodes. So a lot of fun, like nostalgia to go back and check out. Obviously, The Office, we loved all the Halloween episodes there. Yeah, that's probably my next venture.
Gym and all that, yeah.
Yeah, or Facebook.
Facebook. I'd say for more recent shows, the Halloween heists from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, fantastic. Yes. Great
so
call.
I would go back
Great
and watch
call.
Those.
Ring the bell.
Those are fun. Bell. Those are really fun.
I'm going to have to put that on the list. You just made the list.
You know what happens?
You just made the list.
Yeah. One of my favorites of recent memory for Halloween stuff or holiday Excuse type me. Of shows.
Yeah, I'm I got that on the list now too, so we're going to probably go to The Big Bang Theory, hit The Office, go to Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Those are pretty much the next three I'm going to do there. So, yeah, that's all I got this week. Anything else from you, sir?
No. November's but one day away as you're listening, and get ready for Fortnite Simpsons. I played a few rounds to remind myself how to play.
Sure. So I'm thinking, well, we got Saturday night's main event starts at, what, 6 Central, I would believe?
Sounds right.
What do you think, like maybe 3 or so? Jump on for a little Simpsons for a while?
A little pregame? Yeah. Have a few drinks, play a couple games of Fortnite. I like it.
We'll figure it out. And we will report back to you next week. DP, let's get out of here. Let everybody know where you can find you and the shoe.
You can find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs at It's Me, DPP, and you can follow this show at Podcast DWI on the X and Facebook.com/DWI Podcast.
Yes, the 500th episode will officially drop on November 21st, as I have secured that day to be able to party on November 20th. So make sure you're tuning in. Then follow me at PC Tony, Chairshot Radio Network, all your favorite streaming platforms. Goodbye. See you next week. Later.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.